This is the third day in a row now that large swathes of South Inishowen have been without water. Today it seems that the repair should be fixed by 2 or 3 o'clock, but on Wednesday the problem lasted until 11 o'clock at night, out for the whole day. So it affected businesses, it affected families, people with young children, elderly people, sick people, people who just simply wanted to have a wash. Just been put out by this, and it's just happening too regularly. It's 3 days in a row, but it's been happening dozens of times over the last number of months of the year, and it's getting ridiculous at this point.
But there is replacement measures in the pipeline.
There is now. Myself, and I've been working with my colleague Senator Potter McLaughlin, we've been contacting Irish Water. They've confirmed that they're doing an assets needs brief to see the feasibility of replacing the pipeline. I'd be of the opinion this has to happen as soon as possible. This is an urgent, huge piece of work that's needed. It affects thousands of people, hundreds of homes in South Inishowen. It has to happen as soon as possible. And I'd be encouraging the people of South Inishowen to be emailing and phoning Irish Water, outlining their concerns and their anger that this is happening, and put as much pressure as possible for this replacement to happen.
And have we any indication as to why it took 3 days for them to come out and fix this?
The bursts were happening at different locations, so it seems that there seems to be weaknesses along the line, that even when one problem can be fixed, you can prevent it happening at another location. And the main supply line from the Eddie Fortin Dam supplies such a huge area. It's one main pipeline that comes down to cover most of South Inishowen. You're talking the whole way from Fawn, Burnfoot, Bridgend, Burt, out to Carrigan's Clay, and even over as far as Muff. It's a huge area, so it's a huge line. So once one fault happens, thousands of people are affected, and that's just an ongoing problem.